They reached the end of the hall, where two huge guards stood to either side of the corridor, their long mandibles locked across an entrance 10 meters wide. They looked much the same as the one that had eaten the land speeder, except there was nothing vestigial about their eyes. The pair glared at the procession as it approached, and Reynar began to fear that he and his companions would not be permitted to enter the queen's chamber. Then a deep drumming sounded from the interior. The guardians lifted their mandibles, and the guides led the way into a vast chamber containing hundreds of empty floor pits. In a healthy hive, the pits would have been filled with incubation cells, but the deep drifts of dust in the bottom of these cells suggested they had not been used in centuries. Unlike the rest of the palace, the room was well lit, with the sun's orange light spilling in through a transparent membrane stretched across the vaulted ceiling. The guide stopped a few steps inside, leaving Reynar and his companions to continue down a large center aisle toward the queen. Almost as large as the entrance sentries, she lay stretched across a massive dais, with six sturdy legs curled against a bantha-sized abdomen and a mouth flanked by a pair of multi-jointed mandibles. Standing on the floor in front of her were four guardians identical to those outside the entrance. Closer to the dais were a pair of floor pits filled with the familiar comb of incubation cells. Reynar saw no more than 30 compartments, and only 3 nursery killiks to attend them. The hive wasn't quite dead, but it wasn't thriving either. As Reynar and his companions passed the last nursery pit, the guardian shuffled away from the center of the dais, revealing a wide set of stairs. The queen's abdomen rippled, filling the chamber with a long, low rumble, barely audible to human hearing.
"I must say this is quite unexpected,"
C-3PO said.
"The queen is inviting Lobaka and Tekle to groom her."
Lobaka emitted an uncertain groan.
"It means you remove her external parasites," Reynar explained.
Lobaka and Tekle's old hive, Tot, had been much more egalitarian in social structure, so they had probably never participated in the ritual.
"It's an honor. Yogoi used to groom me."
Lobaka huffed in disgust.
"Just think of it as a medical procedure," Tekle whispered. "And remember why we're here."
The Wookiee sighed and dropped his head, and the group ascended the stairs. An attendant emerged from behind the queen, appearing atop her giant abdomen with a bucket in one hand and a cloth and a bottle of antiseptic spray in two of her others, then motioned for the groomers to join her. As former joiners themselves, Lobaka and Tekle had enough experience to realize killiks weren't shy about crawling over one another, so they scrambled up to join the attendant.